20 minutes now before 10 o'clock on this Thursday morning. So many new parents say it, or soon-to-be parents. I'm sure that I was among them. Nothing's going to change when we have our child. Everything's going to be the same. We'll still do the same things and go the same places. We'll just do it with our baby. And then the baby comes and everything is turned upside down. Our next guest found that to be the case when she quit her job to become a stay-at-home mom and has now written the roadmap for other stay-at-home moms, from boardroom to baby, by Kristen Helms, who's on the line with us right now. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning.
Were you one of those parents that said, oh, we're going to have a baby and everything's going to be just the same?
Absolutely. I didn't see all the change coming.
But it does, and a lot of moms say, whoa, I'm not going back to work. I want to stay home with my child all day, every day.
Absolutely. And I think you just think that, you know, your priorities won't really shift that much. So I think it's definitely a surprise for some women that maybe perhaps they want to veer off of their career track for a little bit.
So what made you decide to write this book?
You know, I wrote it, I had the idea for it about 6 months into being a stay-at-home mom, because I just found that transition from a fast-paced career life to life on the home front, I just found that such a big transition. And there were so many kind of internal struggles that you have to go through, and kind of, you know, you're used to finding like external reinforcements through raises and praise in your work life, and then you're at home with your little baby. While it's great, you also have to kind of learn how to get those same feelings of positive reinforcement from within. So kind of like a lot of internal struggles. And I've talked to other stay-at-home moms who are also experiencing kind of a tough transition that no one really talks about that much when you do decide to stay home with your baby. So I thought, what a great way to just reach other stay-at-home moms who, you know, they want to be stay-at-home moms, but they just need to get through that transition period and kind of help them design a life that's fulfilling for themselves and their families.
How did you do it?
How did I make a fulfilling life?
You came up against those challenges, how
right.
did you cope?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a few things. I think one of the really important things is kind of finding a tribe of other moms while you're at home, because it can be very isolating and lonely, you know, without any other adult interaction. So kind of finding other moms who are going through the same experiences as you is really key in building your network from home. And then also, I always tell new moms to try and find an outlet outside of motherhood, whether that's, you know, a newfound hobby, resurrecting an old passion that you maybe had, or even starting a small business from home. Something that you kind of have outside of motherhood to express to yourself creatively and also just express, you know, kind of use your old business skills.
Being a stay-at-home mom could really take its toll on you mentally. I mean, it could really wear you down, or you could find the exact opposite and take this opportunity to become more mentally healthy and in tune with your inner self and finding inner peace. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, I think it's easy to get lost in the day-to-day kind of daily grind of things. You know, you're changing the diapers, you're you know, feeding your baby, you're cleaning, and, you know, some of these starts to get mundane from home, right?
Mm-hmm.
So throughout the book, I kind of talk about ways to exercise your mind, also your body and your soul. So kind of taking care of those three main things, you know, like while you're at home, what a great opportunity to maybe learn a different language, like have one of those learning apps, you know, on in the background, and great for your baby too, you know, is listening and, you know, could also benefit from that. But just little ways. And then your soul, you know, finding your tribe of women, you know, making sure to reserve time for yourself, you know, going and getting your nails done every now and then, you know, just little things that when you can break away and just kind of fill your cup back up, that's going to be good for your soul and in turn good for your family. And then, yeah, and like I said, just finding a tribe of women has been so, so helpful throughout it all.
You mentioned tribe. In fact, that's the name of your online publication. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so that was sort of my outlet. During my daughter's nap time, I started Tribe Magazine, which is essentially an online publication for moms. And we discuss all different topics of motherhood, you know, the hard stuff and then the really good stuff. I've published over 200 mom writers and authors since I've launched it. in 2014, and it's really just been a great network and an outlet for me to discuss motherhood, connect with other women from all over the world, and just kind of celebrate this journey that we're on through motherhood.
If you had it to do all over again, Kristen, would you change anything?
You know, I really wouldn't, because you know, I learned a lot during, you know, transitioning from a career to focusing 100% on family, and I really learned a lot about myself and how to, you know, rely on myself to design a life, you know, without a career, but, well, now a side career with Drive Magazine, but so it's just, it's been a great journey, and I really wouldn't trade anything.
Good stuff. The book is called From Boardroom to Baby by Kristen Helms. Kristen, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.